Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. We are back with part two of the situationship story. We left off where I got out of the car after we met again, after not seeing each other for a year and having this whole online situationship where I don't know if I was being led on. I haven't even gotten into the secret app type stuff that was being posted. That might have to be a whole other episode. So I go back inside the house, talk to friends. Everything is going well with this man. We're texting. They're hearting everything. We're having good conversation. And then things go rough. One day, they're having a bad day. They're not really answering. They're being dry. They like thumbs down on my text when I'm asking them, are you okay? And they're like, no. And I'm feeling that something's off, which is like this deep, dark feeling. So then I decide to be stupid and go by where they work, which I already kind of knew they wouldn't like, though from this person's perspective, I'm selfish. That comes up later. So I come with some friends and I don't go into the bar. I just stand outside the bar and I pull up and I'm like, oh, this line is crazy long, isn't it? And then the other bouncers kind of get the hint and move away a little bit. And he's like, what are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. I wasn't answering because I don't want to answer. So not happy to see me. And I was like, I just missed you. And they're like, oh, like being kind of rude. And then I left and I was not happy. And the fact that it happened in front of my girls, I was like, which is, I don't know what that reaction was because I spoke to my friends about it and they're like, yeah, she should have been happy to see you because you're sad. And if you're seeing someone who you allegedly love, you should be happy to see them, though that was not the case. So then I'm in a bad mood the rest of the evening. And then I was sober, so I ended up going for a little drive and he responded and things felt fine again. And then he was kind of being slow to answer and I was like, I sent a text. I was like, can we talk? Which is a bad choice. Bad. This is when all goes wrong. So I said that and he was like, let me pull up the text actually. Hold for text. Receipts. Ugh. Of course, my phone's not working when I need to work. I don't want to scroll all the way down to the chat. Scrolling. She's a popular girl. She got quite a few messages. This happened. I'm filming this now about 3 weeks ago. It's about 3 weeks. Okay. So I said, good morning. And then I didn't. And then like 30 minutes later, I said, can we talk? They wait 3 hours to answer. And they said, I mean, we could, but I'm just going to say that we probably shouldn't talk anymore. What kind of response is that to say to someone who you said you love? And literally right before that, he said, I hope you're having a good night too. Stay safe if you're out. And I had wanted to see him the next day. And this was all the day after this happened. With the pulling up to their place of work. So then I call them because they freak out. I have a freak out reaction because I'm in love with this man and I react even though I should have waited and just waited. But I call them and they're at the grocery store. Bad. I'm so sorry. That was really loud. I can see the audio spiking on the screen. Bad. Donna. And they're like not happy on the phone. They're not happy. They're like, I'm depressed. I can't. You said this, this, and this. You're selfish. Not that I don't care about them, though it was selfish. So that conversation really hurt. I was quite sure. And then they like switch up real quick when they're talking to the cashier. And of course, you're like happy and nice with the cashier. But then they come back to the phone to me and they're like, dun. And then I was depressed and then I was back. It was like I was back 3 years ago, made all that progress when I moved away, came back, and the heart's breaking. Lonely. This is what I was singing. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own. Preach it, Mariah Carey. Get a girl. Sorry about those audio spikes. I'm gonna have to adjust that. She peaked. Oh, they got a Cars poster in here. That's cute. I like Cars. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say about that because that's where it ended. And then they posted a song. They posted the song Circles by Post Malone. I'm not gonna sing or play it for audio reasons. I'm sure you know the song, and if you don't, you can look it up and listen to it right now. Though let's pull up the lyrics. Circles by Post Malone. Post Malone lyrics. Oh, it has meaning here. Should we look up the meaning first? Okay, we're going to look at the lyrics and then we'll look at the meaning. Because he makes me psychoanalyze anything. Okay. We couldn't turn it around till we were upside down. I'll be the bad guy now. No, I ain't too proud. I couldn't be there even when I tried. You don't believe it. We do this every time. Seasons change and our love went cold. Ouch! Feed the flame because we can't let it go. Tears run away, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away. And then the part that hurt the most is this part that says, you thought that it was special, special, but it was just the sex though, the sex though. And I still hear the echoes. Anyway, so that hurt like a bee. Like a bee that hurt. Okay, now let's search up the meaning because I think I know what that means. Let's see what Google has to say by Post Malone meaning. Okay, it says, drumroll please. A dysfunctional relationship stuck in a perpetual loop of breaking up and getting back together where the couple knows it's over but can't let it go. Sad. And to say I'm still in love with this man is crazy. Honestly, a lot of manipulation happened there. Though... yeah, so that was the last song, and I like favorited it, unfavorited it, which is the thing that I do. And he blocked me. He blocked me on that form of social media. I was blocked. I was blocked. This was the first time I was blocked from it, which really hurt. And also, I had posted on Snapchat a really hot picture, and he still had me on Snapchat, and he unadded me. Ouch. Ouch. I did it to myself. I did it to myself. And then one day, I was traveling home from, I'm trying to allure any information that might preclude to who I am. Preclude, what a fancy word. So I was going home and I saw him flirting with two other girls. And then now we're getting into the next episode. I'm gonna leave you on a cliffhanger, so tune in for part 3 for the tea. Sorry to end it so abruptly. Oh my gosh, look at that rhyme. She rhymed right now. I'll see you in the next episode.